Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from New Zealand, we hear from Sister Judith Ann O'Sullivan. Sister Judith Ann lives in Dunedin and is a preacher and a spiritual director. Sister Judith Ann's preaching is entitled, Doorways of God, a Narrow Door.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke, chapter 13, verse 22 to 30. Jesus passed through towns and villages, teaching as he went and making his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, Lord, will only a few people be saved? He replied, Enter through the narrow gate, for many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. After the master of the house has risen and locks the door, then will you stand outside knocking and saying, Lord, open the door for us. And he will say to you in reply, I do not know where you are from. And you will say, We ate and drank in your company, and you taught in our streets. And then he will say to you, I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, and there will be wailing and grinding of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves cast out. And people will come from the east and the west, from the north and the south, and will recline at table in the kingdom of God. For behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last. And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. As I was preparing for this preaching, a small group of us from my community gathered together to pray with the text and then to share our insights. Firstly, we noted that the context of the story is Jesus on his way to Jerusalem. A strong reminder that in following Jesus, we too are on a similar journey. There was a general sense among us that once again, Jesus, in answering a question put to him, is turning our world upside down with his answer. On first hearing, the question, will only a few people be saved, seemed strange. It was probably asked by someone presuming to be among the chosen, so coming from a place of perceived security. So the response of Jesus is to shake this false security with a challenge, an element of surprise. People will come from all directions and sit down to feast in God's kingdom. We notice now in particular that twice Jesus said, I don't know who you are, and I don't know where you come from. Imagine the pain of hearing those words when you knocked on the door and waited for it to be opened. Is Jesus encouraging us to ask ourselves who we are and where we come from? Do we allow ourselves to be known in our vulnerability, known to ourselves, to others, to God? As always, when we come together to break open the Word, it both comforts and challenges. What is this narrow door that Jesus speaks about? Many will try to get in, but will not be able to enter. Perhaps we too think we can enter easily, Yet when we shared our afflictions, we were very aware of how much we needed to let go of in order to enter by this narrow door. The first call seems to be to let go of all that we think makes us a somebody, important. Symbols of status, titles, honours, power, achievements and success do not need to accompany us through the narrow door. To enter by the narrow door, we can only come as we are in this moment, which means letting go. Letting go of past hurts, as well as so much else we think is essential for our identity. And you know what? Jesus is enough. Jesus is inviting us to live life in the now. Being in his presence has to be enough. The kingdom of God is like a rainbow, multicolored. The multicolored people from the east and west, north and south, remind us of how wide and deep, how surprising is God's amazing love. Yes, the ones who now think they are the least important will be the most important. And those who consider they are now important will be least important. After all, Jesus did remind us not to take the seats of honor at the wedding feast, lest someone more important come, and we are asked to move down the table. The kingdom is like a feast where entry is through a narrow door, with no room for baggage, no space for anything that is not love. All this reminds me of a friend who, in celebrating her 90th, was told how good she was. Listen to her response. I don't know if I am good. All I know is that God is good. Surely, this is the journey to Jerusalem through the narrow door. Blessings on this day. Thank you.